What you missed on Midday with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3, a segment that looks at the SME sector here in Singapore. Now, a business needn't go it alone, especially in the area of tech adoption. It can help companies be more efficient, tech adoption, and scale up. But oftentimes, when you mention tech adoption and digitization, some companies think huge capital outlay is needed, which is true to some degree, but needn't be a nerve-wracking and bankrupting process. Help is at hand. Today we chat with Alon Po, who's Business Development Manager at Breathy, a distribution company which consigns clothing to retail stores located at Heartland Shops and department stores. Alon, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us all about how you found out about Tech Depot, which is the centralized marketplace for ready-to-go solutions. It was developed and pre-qualified by A-Star, Enterprise Singapore and IMDA.
I first saw about Tech Depot at an A-Star event at Sentosa. That's when I actually got to meet face-to-face with the vendors that are featured on Tech Depot.
At that stage, I mean, you had just taken over Breathy in 2017, right out of school. Did you already have ideas that, oh, you know, something needs to change here?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say take over. I don't really call the shots yet.
Yet. Yeah. Oh, I like it. I like it. But you joined the company and you realized that there were some things that needed to change?
Yeah, there are many things that we have to change. And so I was trying to identify the low-hanging fruits first.
For example?
Stock taking. Oh, it's something that, because of our business model, we have to do it monthly.
And how was it done initially?
Manually with pen and paper, yeah.
In this day and age, not even an Excel spreadsheet or something?
We print it out and do it. Then we have to enter it into a spreadsheet.
Right.
So it's time-consuming and error-prone.
And then this was where you met Tunity Technologies.
Yes.
Okay. Talk to us about the process after you got connected with Tunity.
Well, she's a Miss Lim at Tunity is very friendly, and she understood right away. She came to visit us at our office and tried to understand the problems we have, and she proposed using her RFID technology to speed up the stock taking process. In fact, it's not manual at all. You just have to scan, and your products will be updated into the system.
How many you have, how many you don't have anymore, etc.
Yes, yes.
Right.
By location, and it's real time. It's a cloud solution, so I can do it anywhere.
You would think something like that, sounding easy enough to do, just to scan, would be welcomed by the staff, but it wasn't really initially,
yes,
was it?
Yes, of course, yeah.
What happened? Tell us.
Well, the older staff are used to pen and paper. They've been doing it for years. So now you give them a reader with so many buttons, and they have to navigate through the touchscreen menu. It can be overwhelming at times, you know, for them. So it takes a while for them to get used to it.
And how did you get them on board?
Oh, I just told them to
Do it.
Yeah.
No,
but they see the benefits in it. Who wouldn't want a solution that can save time and reduce your mistakes?
But always something new scares people. That you have to put them through some sort of training.
Yes, from Tunity, they gave us a workshop for all of our stuff, actually. So they attended it and there was a demonstration. Of course, people don't really learn from just one workshop. So we started out with just a few locations. So the important thing for us is to start small and get familiar with the technology before we begin scaling up.
How challenging was it, though? Because despite the fact that you may have started small and in maybe one or two locations first, those one or two locations still need to continue operating.
Yes.
How challenging was that?
So we started on really small locations.
Okay.
No, but there were other challenges at first. Because I just started working, and a lot of the data that is needed for such a system hadn't been gathered yet. So it's all in pen and paper, in pieces of paper. So gathering the data and understanding your requirements is quite important, I say.
What other sorts of challenges did you face in the initial period? Because did youth play a part? I got to say, I'm sorry, Alan, you look 12. Must have been challenging.
Yeah.
To speak to other managers in the stores, to the older workers, I suppose.
Yes. Yes. I can't really do much about that except keep working and hope that my results will prove something.
Give us a few more examples of how Tunity Technologies helped you guys out. First, it was the inventory system.
Previously, a lot of our goods got missing, and they actually have a feature to scan and find your missing products, like a radar system.
Oh, great. Yeah. It's like find your iPhone.
Yes, your device will emit a sound when you get closer to it. So it's quite an interesting feature. Losing products, we keep having that situation, and so this is quite helpful.
What about advice to other SMEs and business owners who are thinking to adopt some technology? I know Tech Depot is a sort of one-stop shop, if you will, and it's off-the-shelf technological solutions, but it can't one-size-fits-all.
Yes, but I believe most of the vendors, including Tunity, they are open to further customization if you require, definitely. They have the developers to do that. And but I think for most businesses, they should, if especially if they're just beginning on their digital transformation, they shouldn't be overambitious and they should just start small. So these ready-to-go solutions are perfect for a beginning.
What about business owners who maybe haven't really thought about or haven't decided that, yes, they're going to digitize? I know of some businesses who still use the abacus.
Well...
Because as we talked about, people are afraid of change. They fear maybe they can't cope.
Well, internally, you would only hope that there are people working in a company who will embark on such projects and show the results. Well, if externally, if talking about government, maybe they can showcase more successful examples and show them how adopting technology can improve your business operations.
What's next up for Breathy?
This is the first problem I tried to tackle, inventory.
Success, yay!
Well, it's still ongoing, okay? And because we are a small SME, we have very limited resources. And previously, this was taking up a lot of our resources. So I hope by freeing
this
up...
This manual inventory, yes, etc., yes. Right? Yep.
So I hope by freeing up our resources and we can focus on other things like rebranding, marketing, designing our products again, and breaking into new sales channels. So it's all about eliminating the time-consuming stuff that can be eliminated with technology.
At this stage, has your digitized inventory system been rolled out to most of the locations for Breathy?
No.
So it's still in the process?
It takes time, yeah.
When do you envision that will happen?
By the end of this year, I hope.
And then your branding and marketing exercise, you're going to start it concurrently or maybe wait for that aspect?
Oh. Yeah. I mean, it has started, but I need to put it back and focus on tracking our goods first.
Right.
Yes.
Plus, Alan needs some sleep, I imagine. Right?
Yes.
Talk to us about the experience, though. Was there ever any time where you felt, I'm a little apprehensive about getting a partner in?
No, no worries at all. Because, well, I got to speak directly to Ms. Lim, director, and I had a lot of confidence in her product right after meeting her. So there weren't any issues for me.
Smooth sailing it was, wasn't it, Alan?
Yes.
If you'd like to find out more about Tech Depot and Ready to Go Solutions at the upcoming SME Technology and Innovation Day 2018, it's the 15th of May, you can visit www.smeday.com.sg. That's smeday.com.sg. Alan Poe is Business Development Manager at Breathy. It's a distribution company which consigns clothing to retail stores located at Heartland Shops and Department Stores. Alan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.